This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, IMEMC.org, for February the 3rd through to February the 15th, 2008. Palestinian and Israeli negotiators opposed Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's decide to postpone talks on the status of Jerusalem. Israeli attacks on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip leave four dead this week. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. We begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in the West Bank. IMEMC's Eliza Sprout with the details.
This Friday, the villagers of Belain, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, along with international and Israeli supporters, have conducted their weekly protest against the illegal Israeli wall being built on village land. Israeli troops attacked the protest and injured one journalist. The protest began after Friday prayers, as has been the case every week now for the past 2 years, with participants marching from the village centre towards the construction site of the wall. The wall, which, according to both the International Court of Justice and the Israeli Supreme Court, is being built on confiscated village land. This week, the protesters managed to reach the gate of the wall, separating the villagers from their land. Israeli troops then closed the gate and fired tear gas and sound bombs at the peaceful demonstrators. Soldiers then fired rubber-coated steel bullets, which injured a journalist, Imad Bernat, and broke his camera.
When the people arrived at the gate of the wall, soldiers opened fire without any reason. No one have done anything. When they first fired, I was injured. One bullet hit my ear and two hit the camera, which was then destroyed. They saw that I had a camera with me and that I was wearing a breast vest. I do not know why they fired at me.
Whilst the protest was taking place, a group of Israeli soldiers were using Palestinian homes located near the gate as sniper posts. Local and international peace activists intervened and managed to make the soldiers leave the houses. For IMEMC.org, this is Eliza Sprout.
The Palestinian and Israeli negotiators opposed Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's desire to postpone talks on the status of Jerusalem to after 2008. This and more with IMEMC's Raphael Anderson.
Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, the head of the Israeli negotiating team, sent out a letter to the mayor of Jerusalem saying that concluding other issues like borders of a future Palestinian state and the problem of Palestinian refugees before sorting out the issue of the status of Jerusalem would be meaningless. Livni made clear that according to the outcome of November's Annapolis summit, both sides are supposed to tackle all outstanding issues, including Jerusalem, by the end of this year. The issue of Jerusalem is one of the most contentious negotiating concerns, as Israeli settlement activities in Jerusalem are ongoing. Earlier this week, Ahmad Kurai, the head of the Palestinian negotiating team, slammed an Israeli plan to construct 1,110 new housing units for settlers in occupied East Jerusalem. The United States, which hosted the Annapolis summit, will ask for clarifications from Israel regarding the settlement project. U.S. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick told reporters in Washington this week. In the meantime, Olmert voiced optimism on Tuesday over the possible agreement with Palestinians concerning the borders of a future Palestinian state. Olmert's remarks came on the sidelines of a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. For her part, Merkel expressed concern over the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip, yet showed understanding for Israel's action to stop Palestinian homemade projectiles being fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip. Earlier this week, Israeli Foreign Minister Livni said that she believed that a Palestinian state is unlikely with Hamas in power in Gaza. Livni said she is looking for a change on the ground, saying that Hamas is an enemy for both Israel and the Palestinians. Concurrently, the ruling Hamas movement in Gaza and the Palestinian government in Ramallah labeled the Israeli actions on the ground in both Gaza and the West Bank as an impediment to peace. Israeli right-wing cabinet ministers warned Olmert against undermining the importance of stopping homemade projectiles being launched from Gaza onto nearby towns. Meanwhile, the Hamas-dominated government said in a statement, facts to press, that the ball is now in the Israeli court with respect to a possible truce, according to which Israel will halt all of its actions in Gaza, including lifting the 8-month-old siege, as Hamas ensures the stopping of homemade projectile fire. The Palestinian Prime Minister of the deposed government, Ismail Haniyeh, has expressed readiness to consider any initiative meant to end the current cycle of violence, following threats by Israeli officials to carry out a large-scale military offensive on the Gaza Strip, where Hamas holds sway. Mahmar Abu Sa'da is a Gaza political analyst and professor of political science, said that peace is at a stalemate.
Some extreme right wings in the Israeli society that they have been asking almost to peace negotiations with the Palestinian Authority. In my opinion, as I mentioned, that there is no peace process right now, and there is a stalemate in the Palestinian-Israeli negotiations.
In a related development, Israeli Foreign Minister Livni rejected a proposal by the Palestinian caretaker government that presidential security guards take control of Gaza's crossings to alleviate the suffering of the coastal territory's 1.5 million residents. Livni believes that this cannot happen while Hamas remains in power in Gaza. Palestinian Minister of Prisoners Affairs Ashraf Ajrami described Livni's position as negative towards Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who has boosted talks with Israel since taking office in 2005. Also this week, senior Hamas leader Mahmoud Azahar headed to Egypt for talks over who should control the Rafah crossing terminal in southern Gaza. The Rafah crossing is the main crossing point for Gaza's population. This visit is the second in a month after hundreds of thousands of Gazans flooded into nearby Egypt, buying essential supplies amidst a crippling closure. Egypt and Abbas's Palestinian Authority earlier agreed that the terminal be reopened with the return of European observers, an agreement Hamas has already rejected, as it is demanding a certain level of involvement in running the terminal. The European observers were deployed at the crossing terminal following a U.S.-brokered operation agreement in November 2005. 2 months earlier, Israel unilaterally withdrew from the Gaza Strip, but kept an intensive presence and control over all its exit and entry points. For IMEMC.org, this is Rafael Anderson.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 31 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these attacks, soldiers kidnapped 77 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children. IMEMC's Morwenna Pankera with the details.
With this week's kidnappings, the number of Palestinian civilians detained without charge by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of 2008 has risen to 384. Also this week, the Israeli army waged a fierce campaign against money exchange shops in the West Bank, abducting 11 shop owners and confiscating over 3 million new Israeli shekels, $830,000. The majority of the kidnappings this week took place in the village of Beit Umar, located near Hebron City in the southern West Bank. Israeli troops stormed the village at around 1 a.m. on Wednesday, placing the village under curfew and raiding scores of homes. Israeli soldiers kidnapped 55 local residents over the course of the invasion. All were men between the ages of 18 and 45. 1 day later, troops left the village, taking 30 of the 55 to an unknown location and releasing the others. A group of international human rights workers from the Christian Peacemaking Teams, CPT, managed to enter Beit Umar for several hours on Wednesday morning before the army forced them to leave the village. CPT worker Tarek Abu Attar witnessed the operation.
55 arrests so far, as well as the ongoing house-to-house searches. They were going in, staying for about 15 minutes, and what they were looking at is they asked for everybody's ID in the house. They saw the layout of the house. They took a phone number. They were collecting some statistics house by house.
On Thursday evening, Palestinian medical sources reported that a Palestinian man was moderately wounded by Israeli gunfire during an evening invasion of a Nabta town east of the northern West Bank city of Tulkarum. A mentally challenged Palestinian man from the town of Kabatia near Jenin in the northern West Bank died on Thursday afternoon due to the wounds he sustained last week. Tayessa Nazel, 56, was injured last Thursday when the Israeli army attacked Kabatia and abducted several Palestinian resistance fighters. Meanwhile, a Palestinian teenager was critically injured on Thursday afternoon when a leftover bomb discarded by the Israeli army detonated near him in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Sources in Bethlehem said that Ala Obiyat, 18, was examining the device and trying to cut it open when it exploded. The Jerusalem municipality, controlled by the Israeli authorities, on Monday demolished a Palestinian-owned house located in the Wadi al-Juz area in the eastern part of Jerusalem city. The house was constructed 30 years ago and is owned by Aisha Aramin, aged 56. The Israeli municipality claimed that the house was built without a license. Since 1967, when Israel occupied the city of Jerusalem, the Israeli army has only very rarely allocated any building permits to Palestinians of Jerusalem. For IMEMC.org, this is Morwenna Pankaro.
The Israeli siege on Gaza left two Palestinian patients dead this week, while Israeli army attacks on the region left three Palestinians dead. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari reports.
Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported late on Saturday night that one fighter was killed and at least 10 residents, including children, were injured in several Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. The sources stated that the Israeli Air Force shelled an area in Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip and killed one fighter. Several residents were also injured. On Monday, a Palestinian man died of wounds he sustained last week. Salah Nabhan was admitted to the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza on a Friday after sustaining critical wounds after he was injured in an Israeli air raid that targeted Gaza City. Also on Monday, two Palestinian patients died due to the Israeli army siege on both the Gaza Strip, Palestinian sources reported. Medical sources identify the two as Fadia Abu Warda and Khadija Al-Aqad. The sources said that they both died of cancer. Medical sources said that the two had applied to travel for treatment outside Gaza, but the Israeli authorities refused to grant them permission despite their illness. On Monday, the Palestinian Gaza-based Adamir Association for Human Rights told IMEMC that since June 2007, 103 Palestinian patients have died due to the Israeli siege imposed on the Gaza Strip. Samir Musa, a lawyer at the Damir, told IMEMC that the deaths of all 103 patients were related to the crippling siege being imposed on the Gaza Strip by Israel. He cited lack of medical supplies and equipment and the fact that patients are not allowed to travel outside the Gaza Strip for medical treatment.
Those who have died in the past period were patients with chronic illnesses and kidney failure. It was because of lack of medicine, and second, because the health sector in Gaza could not provide them with the needed care. 98% of them applied to the Israeli occupation forces to be allowed medical care outside Gaza.
The Gaza Strip has been under total siege by the Israeli army since June 2007, shortly after the Hamas movement wrested control of the Strip from Fatah. In September of the same year, the Israeli government declared the Gaza Strip a hostile entity and stepped up its attacks. In January 2008, the Israeli army decided to further reduce the amount of fuel, electricity, food and water supplies coming into Gaza. On Tuesday morning, a number of Israeli army tanks from an undercover unit arrived in the eastern neighborhood of Gaza City. Local Palestinian sources said that the Israeli troops clashed with a number of resistance fighters who were deployed in the area trying to defend the civilian population. Meanwhile, Israeli media sources reported that one Israeli soldier was wounded during the shootout, adding that the troops kidnapped 30 Palestinian civilians. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This is Louisa White and Ghassan Bonoura.